This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Sip on the go with a Starbucks Iced Shaken Espresso. Our signature roast, shaken with ice, then finished with a splash of milk. Customize it to match your style on the Starbucks app. Make today a good day.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
That quote is from the Woodstock Music Festival in 1969 and was spoken by a beatnik poet-comedian named Hugh Romney, who later became Wavy Gravy, hippie icon.
Which is when we introduced the world to granola.
But who is Wavy Gravy? Where did he come from, and why does he have an ice cream named after him?
Ben grabbed me up from somewhere, and he was driving me to my gig, and at the same time, unbeknownst to me, interviewing me to see if they wanted to make me a flavor.
And why does Wikipedia call Wavy the official clown of the Grateful Dead? Here's Trixie Garcia.
The quest for fun is a big theme in the Grateful Dead, and the levity that, you know, needing levity. He's like our rabbi.
Now, Wavy is many things to many people.
And there is B.B. King. And he looked down at me and he said, "Well, Wavy Gravy." I don't know where he got that. I don't know where he got that.
But most importantly, Wavy is an activist, humanitarian, and visionary who uses humor, kindness, and storytelling as weapons.
We ran a pig for president. Her name was Pigasus, and she was indeed the first female black and white candidate for that high office.
He's even kind of responsible for saving the largest mammal on Earth.
And like I say, we made the pretty much front page of every newspaper on the planet. Our message was to save the blue whale, and I think we did that.
This 10-part series dives deep with Wavy Gravy.
Poetry days to improv days to the committee days, beyond that to the hog farm, and out to save the world, and driving two buses from London to the Himalayas, founding SAVO.
He tells us about his relationships with countless icons like Bob Dylan, Tiny Tim, Lenny Bruce, Martha Graham.
And also, you know who used to come down and see me is Marlena Dietrich.
And shares never-before-heard stories that even he'd forgotten.
And I forgot about that till this very minute. I've blasted back to Hugh Romney, US 51312982.
And he reminds us what it means to be human.
When you get to the very bottom of the human soul, where the knit is slamming into the grit and you're sinking, but you reach down to help somebody else, that's when everybody gets high. And you don't even need LSD to do that. And that's when I passed the acid test.
I'm Rainbow Valentine, and this is American Prankster, the rivetingly incredible, historically fascinating saga of who, what, why, where, when, how, with Wavy Gravy, original beatnik, hippie icon, pioneering activist who uses humor as a weapon.
Just an opera hat full of yellow chicken. He was a soldier of the clown.